choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Yeah, so I went online. I got a message yesterday saying that Arch Top is going to be in my area, hopefully by October 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go up and to sign up, and it wouldn't go any further. I put my credit card information in, but it wouldn't let me go any further.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm sorry that the site wasn't functioning as expected. I could definitely help you get signed up today if you'd like me to.
Okay, sure.
What's your home address?
230 Main Street, and it's in Kingston.
All right, one moment while I pull that information up. Give me one second.
Sure.
Main Street, fantastic. What speed of internet were you looking for?
The one that's, if you do, it's, I think it's $79.99.
Yeah, 70. ACH auto payments and paperless billing, it's $69.99. Okay. When you were going through the process, did you select if you wanted to have any Wi-Fi extenders?
Now, what is the Wi-Fi? What is that? That makes the whole house? Or
so
our house is small. Even though we have a our house is maybe, I'm going to say, 1,200 square feet at the most. It's upstairs, downstairs, but we do have a TV up, two TVs upstairs.
So what the Wi-Fi extenders are essentially is towards the edge range of your router that we provide for you. The signal might start to drop off. What the extender does is it picks up on that lower signal and amplifies it so that you do have a full home. You can try it out with no extenders, see if just the regular router, if it's centrally located, is perfect enough for you. And if you do need an extender, you can just give us a call and we'd be happy to add one in for you.
Okay.
All right. Do you need any kind of home phone?
Yes. I put that on there. That was, what, $24.95?
$24.99.
What was weird about that, $24.99. What was weird about that, it asked me, because we want to use the same number, and then the next, before I go any further, it asked me for a previous number, but I just put my regular home phone that we have now. So.
Okay. No, I'd be happy to get that set up for you. Give me one moment. So, yes. What is, and you want to keep your current home phone number?
Yes.
What's that phone number?
845-338.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 338-3792.
Fantastic. Do you need any additional telephone jacks?
No.
All right. And would you like an additional line?
No.
All righty. So let's go to the next page and get everything up. So we're at 230 Main Street in Kingston. Do you guys own or rent your property?
We rent it.
Rent it? All right. Who is the property owner or the property manager's name?
The property manager would be me because I take care of all the, even though we send a rent check to the landlord, they're not, we take care of all the maintenance and that, and they just reimburse us for it. So,
okay. So, cause it is their property. What is the owner's name?
It is, I'm going to remember, I'm going to remember her name now. My wife feels we're all calling. Mary Wiederman. It's I think it's spelled Wiederman.
Wiederman. All right. And what's
and
a good?
All I know is that they live. They what's live a good in Kerhonkson.
Okay. What's a good phone number for her?
I'm not sure if I have that. Let me find out here. Let me see if I have it on my phone. I'm not sure if I do or not. Yeah, because the only time we give them a call is if there's an issue or anything like that. Let me see. Nope, that's not it. Okay, it's 845-647-7702.
Thank you very much for that. Do you guys know how you guys get your utilities? Are they through the air or underground?
That's a good question. I know there's wires going to the house. We have Spectrum right now, which is terrible, but that comes into the house. The holes are in the siding already.
Okay.
And I think everything else comes from the pole.
Okay, so that would be through the air. So if it's from the pole, it's going to be through the air. Alrighty. Is your service address different from your mailing address?
You mean the service addresses are street address 230 Main Street,
Do you guys get your mail at a different
but
location?
our we get our mail at a different location.
Okay, what is the address for where you get your mail?
It's P.O. Box 524, and it's Hurley, Hurley, New York.
What is the zip code?
12443.
Fantastic. Thank you much for that. And just so I have your name spelled correctly, can you spell your first and last name for me?
Yep, Vincent, Vincent, and the last name is Ferraro, F as in Frank, Erraro.
Err. Sorry, spell it a little bit slower. Ferrer.
Yep. Arro.
Arro. Thank you. What's a good email address for you, Vincent?
Yeah, you can put uniform guy 1956 at gmail.com.
Thank you. And the phone number you're contacting me from, the 845-413-9395, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes. I'm at that 99% of the time.
It's cell phone,
even
right?
Even when I'm home, I don't answer the list. What's that?
It's a cell phone, right?
Yes.
All right. So we have a couple of ways we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
I would say the text.
All right. So here at our Shop Fiber, we can notify our customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. Let me assure you, we're only going to use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any kind of advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via phone or email, message, and data rates apply. Is that okay with you?
Yep, that's fine.
All right. So, yeah, you're right. Looks like October 25th for a 1 gigabit home internet service is going to be your in-service date, which means when we're going to be able to start getting installation. You are looking to port in your home phone number. And because it is coming from Spectrum, we'll give you a call on the 24th or 25th. Because of the port, we actually have to wait 10 days because that's the time it takes for us to get that number from Spectrum. So on the 24th or 25th, we'll give you a call and schedule you out for 10 days afterwards because of your home phone port.
Okay. Now I have a question for you. I know when I went on the line to do everything, they asked my credit card number and everything.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody, it asked me for a deposit. And I didn't know what that was all about.
So we have to, as part of the process, we run a small credit check. Essentially, we're gathering a few bits of information to determine you are who you say you are. It's a soft credit check. Essentially, what we're doing is we're just checking to see on-time payments and everything that come up on your credit score. Depending on what that score is, it can require a minimum deposit. And if you do choose to bypass it, you're required to pay that minimum deposit, which is $50.
Okay. Well, if you need to bypass the credit check,
if you decide you want to bypass the credit check, yes, it does cost $50. Would you like to run that credit check again? Like I said, it's a soft check. We're not going to make any kind of hits on your credit score.
Yeah, that's not an issue. I mean, you know, I should have no problem. You know, either my wife or myself. Because I deal with Spectrum and you know our Central Hudson and everything too is always paid on time.
Oh, no worries. Let me get this a little bit of information real quick, and I'll be asking you for that last wee bit of information. So give me one moment.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm getting the rest of that information in. Let me get that home phone number in as well. All right, Vincent, whenever you're ready, go with head with your social.
Yep, 115.
Mm-hmm.
46.
Mm-hmm.
8420.
All right, let's run that real quick. Let's see what comes up. All right, so hey, look at this. You're not going to be required to make a deposit since we ran the check. So all good to go there.
Yeah, when I put my name in first, When I first time I did it, it said, deposit required. And
Oh,
then I
that's
said, well, let me put my wife in. So I put my wife in and it said no deposit. So
no.
I and then when I went further to do it, it wouldn't let me go any further. So.
That's interesting. Well, you're not going to be required to make any kind of deposit, so that's good to know.
Okay.
Did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
Did you want to do ACH, which is the direct debit from your bank account, or did you want to do a credit or debit card?
I can do a debit card.
All right, fantastic. Just so you know, that debit card's only
Did you?
going to give you a $5 discount, but with everything that you have as part of it, the home phone and the 1 gigabit internet, your price total is going to be $99.98 every single month for everything altogether. So.
Okay. Now, I thought if you went paperless and ACH, it was a
Ten
$10
dollar
thing.
discount. That is correct.
Okay, because you just said five, so.
Yeah. If you're paying with a debit card, debit or credit card, the discount's only $5. If you're doing ACH, which is the direct debit payment, is 10. Did you want to
Okay.
do the direct debit for ACH, or did you want to use a credit or debit card?
Yeah, you know what? Let me see if I can. Yes, there. I do have the routing number.
All right. Let's change this over and do our ACH. Because that'll give you a bigger discount. That'll bring your total bill down to $94.98 a month. So,
Okay.
all right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with
And
your. That's
that's taxes and everything.
taxes, fees, and all of your equipment's already included in the price.
Okay. Okay. The routing number is 221-976-243. And the
Midhat,
account number after that will be,
just to
yep,
verify
Minnesota
that
Valley
should,
Credit Union.
yep. Go ahead with the account number.
204-129-001.
Fantastic. And what's the name on that account?
It's Vincent A. Ferraro Jr.
And is this a checking or savings account?
It's a checking.
Fantastic. And do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
Would you like to make this your primary payment offer method?
Yes.
As an option, we can give this e-check a nickname. So in case we need to do any kind of verification, if you want to just call us and then double check everything, you can give it a nickname. It's not required. It is optional.
Yeah, I can give a nickname.
What nickname you want to give it?
Just Chargers. Chargers.
Fantastic. I'll save that information. It's going to generate me a small token. Give it one moment while it gets that. In the meantime, we do have a couple of our disclaimers we have to read out to you. They're essentially our, as I call it, the legalese of our pretty much authorizations and everything. So at the time of your initial
Right.
connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home door fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. We typically follow the power lines, so usually if you have your power coming in from the pole, will come in from the pole as well. So if we don't have to do a bury, you
Okay.
don't have to worry about that. If you do have a current service
Okay.
provider, which you specified you have Spectrum, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service is installed before you call and cancel with them. The ONT gateway and
Okay.
any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have
Okay.
regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statement. It says you can pay your bill online, but we're doing auto payments, so you don't have to worry about that. By setting up
Right.
your online account, you're automatically enrolled in this account using the email address you provided with me today. do you agree to be bound by our terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yeah. Yep.
Fantastic. So how'd you hear about us?
I actually ran into one of your guys, and then one I have a bakery in Kingston, a Hudson Valley bakery, and you guys were over by the YMCA.
Okay.
Doing the work over there, and one of the business partners lives right there, so he had told me about Archtop.
Okay.
We've been waiting. We've been waiting for a long time for
you,
the spectrum.
Like, give me. So I'll put that in as you essentially got an employee referral for, you know, coming in over here. Is there anything our installers should be aware of on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, large wells? I use this for my training. I did this for my training. Because I'm the lead. I train almost all of our agents that we have that, you know, work with us.
Okay.
I said, well, my name is Dimitri. I have big M1 Abrams tanks in my garage. Everyone laughs at that one. All right.
Now,
my question
is to you also. Are you guys going to need to drill a hole into the side of the siding again, or can you use the existing?
We may be able to. The technician will determine whether or not we're going to be able to. If we do need to drill a hole, that hole is very, very small. It's only large enough for our fiber optic cable to go through.
Okay. Yeah, because we went through, it's a regular coaxial cable is what's in there right now from Spectrum. And they drilled a hole. And they put it through the siding. The siding was brand new.
Oh, no.
And they drilled two different holes for some reason. So we had to fill one in with some silicone. And then, I mean, you know, because my wife did ask me, I hope we don't have to drill another hole. So hopefully
we don't. You can ask the technician. They may be able to actually pull out that coaxial cable and use that same hole.
Yeah, even if I know when you guys come to set everything up and do that, I mean, even if we're without cable or internet for a day, that's not going to kill us to pull that cable out and have it ready for you guys when you guys get there.
Understandable. Like I said, it's usually what will happen is the technician will determine the best way. If you ask them saying, hey, can we just utilize the same hole that you know, our coaxial was in, we've removed it already just because, you know, we don't want it here. They more than likely will say that's probably going to be fine. So no worries there.
Okay.
Again, I would talk with a technician, and usually if you're saying this is where we want our modem router to be, they'll usually agree with you. So, all right,
okay.
let's get this placed. You are good to go, Vincent, and waiting for it. We are successfully submitted. You should be getting two emails now. The first one's going to be a confirmation of our order. You'll also get a text message about this as well within 24 to 48 hours, essentially saying, hey, thanks for ordering with us here at Archtop Fiber. Here's the details of you know, what you and I went over with today, and give you a small confirmation order. The second one's going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account. And essentially, you're going to see a hyperlink that's going to send you to our login page. Utilize the email address that you provided with me. And you may see a temporary password on that email. If you don't, you can always give us a call back, and we'd be happy to get you set up with one so you can actually log in for the first time in order to actually get all of your security questions and everything set up.
Okay.
But you are good to go.
Okay. Now, you guys will message me or set up the day for an installation then?
So what we'll do is when it gets closer to the time of installation, what we'll do is we get a list of everybody who, you know, needs to have installation set up and everything. So we give them a call. You'll usually receive a text about 30 days out to give us a call to set up. That's the window to do it, which we'll be here in a couple of days anyways. You don't have to. If you want to actually wait until see what your schedule looks like closer to that day, you can always just wait and give us a call when you know. No, and we'd be happy to get you set up as well.
Yeah, because I know my son is getting married. We're going to be away from October 3rd until October 9th.
No worries there.
My son is getting married, so.
We're not going to be able to do any kind of installation till the end of October, beginning of November. And because you're porting in your number, that's going to be the beginning of November is when we're going to be able to do that.
Not a problem.
All right. Well, Vincent, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, that was it. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. I was glad I can help you, and welcome to the family. We'll be giving either you can give us a call later in the month or in October, or we'll give you a call.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Vincent.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.